Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's take a look at the markets on the grain side first. A little more follow through in wheat, led today by Kansas City wheat. I think some weather concerns there probably playing a role still. Then quarter beans, it's kind of two-sided action there. Your take on what feels like a mostly quiet day in the ag sector?
Well, we're seeing kind of a mixed day across the board, and I think there's some relationship there. As we look at what's happening in the outside markets, they're kind of waiting cautiously for tomorrow's GDP data on the U.S. economy and then Friday's PCE inflation data. That's the inflation data the Fed pays most attention to after recent CPI data has been coming in hotter than previously expected in recent months. And so there's some nervousness about that PCE data. So that has traders cautious in the outside markets. That carries over then into the commodities as well. The dollar kind of firming up and trading just below five-month highs once again today. And that creates some headwinds kind of for the commodities. But in the grain and oilseed market specifically, we do see those double-digit gains once again for Kansas City hard red winter wheat. The kind of a combination there of the weather concerns and the impact that is having on funds holding large short positions, those short positions being kind of global in the major markets, world wheat markets. And so they started covering those, as you know, we've been following that in recent days, and now we're starting to turn the chart signals after closing above the 100-day moving average yesterday for the lead contract. And once you do that, that triggers additional short covering. So I would call this mostly money flow built on the concerns of what if this weather problem continues to be something that's more significant. And I'm talking about weather not only in U.S. plains, but also in the southern Russia and eastern Ukraine, as well as excessive wetness in parts of Europe. Corn and soybeans trying to follow along, but heavier farmer selling on both sides of the equator, limiting the gains there.
This South American picture, too, that's another aspect. A lot of talk in the trade about the USDA CONAB disparities and the numbers there. And that's something I know you're watching as well, along with many other folks are kind of watching how that's going to play out over the next few weeks ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. A tremendous disparity between USDA's estimate of Brazilian corn and soybean production and CONAB's, which is the equivalent of USDA in Brazil, with USDA being the higher estimate. And what it comes down to is supply and demand in the long run have to match up. You can't have more demand than what you have supply. And so USDA took the approach, if you have year after year after year of demand exceeding supply, then your supply numbers are too low. And you can't have negative ending stocks at the end of your marketing year. So they went back and upward adjusted yields and have been working with higher yields than what CONAB has been. And when that disparity got too much, then they went to increasing area. It's really difficult to really confirm either one because so much of the crop is produced in really back country of Brazil where there is no good surveying methodology. But the bottom line, though, is the math seems to support USDA's numbers. And as we talk to our people in Brazil, they say the cash market in Brazil seems to support the supplies that USDA indicates better as well.
Real quick in livestock, kind of quiet day there. Wondering, are we bumping up against some overhead technical resistance maybe here in cattle and hogs on the recent rallies?
Well, certainly a factor, stronger dollar a factor as well. The cattle market, though, was higher yesterday until reports came out that Colombia had suspended beef imports from states where we found bird flu in cattle. Now, Colombia is not a significant export market for U.S. beef, but it once again brings the news to the forefront and concerns that the country may be just the first domino to fall. So media coverage on the dead virus found in retail dairy products, fragments of virus, also perhaps contributing to the shaky futures action over the last couple of days. So I think the cattle market is really more concerned once again about this bird flu in the dairy herd, making the funds reluctant to hold on to long positions in that market.
Once again, that's Arlen Suderman with StoneX here on our midday commentary. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. I'm Jesse Allen reporting on the Market Talk Midday Commentary.